Blog Talk Radio.
By following the principles of the universal law, earth-based spirituality such as pantheonism, shamanism, and personal alchemy? Are you sick of giving your power away to power-hungry gurus, the corrupt government, the globalists, and realize you have a higher purpose on this planet? That you are gods and goddesses that need to snap out of amnesia and reclaim your birthright? We're Darren and Dr. Joanna Wells, the Double B, founder of the Gods of Amenti, psychic intuitives, transformation coaches, training others to uncover lost knowledge and reclaim their sovereignty. Here to guide you every Sunday at 6 to 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and Wednesday 4:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on our show, Living Beyond the Matrix, on freedomizerradio.com. Call-in number is 319-527-6208.
If all radio stations in town were palm trees, we'd be the one with the biggest coconuts.
Check this out, we got a great show coming your way today.
Hey, everybody, check it out!
All I can say is wow.
Lock it on to the best station on the net. Online.
God, I love the station.
I am completely in awe of him.
I'm addicted to this.
I'm excited for him.
You got it going on, girl.
I love you.
Yes, we're back, and she's beautiful, and I'm mad. This is the Double D's, and obviously, welcome to Moving Beyond the Matrix. This is Freedomizer Radio, and boy, do we have a show for you. This is our first pilot for a long time, because we're back now, and we have a lot of things to cover, from spirituality, cryptocurrency, current affairs, stuff that's been happening out there in the day. And obviously, you know, we have solutions. That's the biggest part about this show, because we hear a lot of all these other people saying, oh, we're all screwed, this is what's happening, this is what the government's doing, this is what's happening. But they never seem to give any solutions out. This is what we stand for. This is Moving Beyond the Matrix. So today, obviously, this is just our pilot welcoming back to Freedomizer Radio. So basically we're just going to do some skip segues, talk about what we're going to talk about, and we're going to have some call-ins. We were going to watch for the phone lines. I'm not sure if that's going to happen today, but after that we're on every Sunday and every Wednesday, so check out on the website on freedomizerradio.com. But apart from that, other side of the Double D's, and no, it's not what you think. Double D's is Darren and Joanna, and Joanna is right there next to me, my beautiful wife. Hello, hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, everybody can hear you.
All right, awesome. I'm really, really excited to be on. My gosh, especially with my co-pilot, my husband, Darren Wells. It's wonderful to finally be back on Freedomizer Radio. I mean, this is a big freaking deal for both of us, even for Freedomizer, you know. Truth is really happy about it as well, and the team. And My gosh, there's just so many things. Like, I just feel wonderful right now. Wonderful. Like, we were a little bit nervous. Like, oh, my God, how do we get started and whatever? And we were able to get started. So I kind of forgot to set the episode correctly. Totally forgot about that part because I've been away from this for a while, but I finally was able to get on live. So I'm really grateful. Heck, yeah. Woohoo. And, yeah. So a lot has changed since you've probably heard me on Freedomized Radio. You know, I've been on for many years ago. I started with them in 2010. I was off and on with them, and you know, I did have a really big following at the time, which I like to get back, of course. But a lot has changed with me, with my husband. We've been, I don't know if you guys know this, we've been pretty much together for 10 years. For 10 years, which is a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
And it is a big deal. It was really weird because we actually met each other online, and I was married to my other ex-husband, which my second ex, who is a very nice guy. He's a very sweet guy. He's the father of my two kids, my other two, my youngest two. I have four kids all in all, but my youngest two. And it happened in a way I felt really bad, and I met my husband online, and I just knew we connected, our souls connected. We just knew we were the one, he was the one for me. And things were not going well with my husband at the time because, you know, he was really, I hate to say it, but I feel that he was just really influenced by his mother a lot. And that kind of messed up the relationship. And things were a little bit different with him and I guess. I really don't know because I am a very psychic, intuitive person, very empathic, and my husband, Darren, here. He's very psychic as well. So that was the thing. My other marriages, like, you know, my first and second, I was married to people that were not connected to their psychic abilities. So whenever I would go on a tangent and I would be like, oh, my God, I'm picking up this energy. I'm feeling this. And they would look at me like, what the hell are you talking about? Like, I'm crazy, you know? And that didn't make me feel very good. So, and it's very difficult. And I feel that, you know, people that are really psychic, they should find other psychics, really. But there are sweet people. There are people that will do whatever they can. You know, there are people that will do whatever they can because they love you and they'll respect you. And you know, but it's difficult living with a psychic. I'm going to tell you right now. I'm a very highly sensitive person. And it's funny because here's my husband. He's psychic. He goes through his experiences, and I'm like, what's going on, honey? How are you feeling? He's like, oh, I just got a pass through. I'm feeling this and that, so we can understand each other. But
yeah,
can you imagine somebody who doesn't have that ability, right, honey? Someone that doesn't have that ability, they're like, what the is something wrong? Right?
Yeah, I mean, throughout my, I don't know where to start, basically. Throughout my younger years, obviously, I was with what we call mundane people, normal kind of people. And as I grew up, understanding my psychic abilities, I learned how to enhance them and use them correctly. It was weird for all my other exes I was with, and it kind of like scared them a bit. So, boy, am I glad that I found another psychic woman. So then obviously
exactly.
We can just bounce off each other and we can understand life together correctly and we can nourish each other's abilities, basically.
Yeah, I mean, you know, my second ex, the father of my youngest two, I mean, he is a sweetheart and he did the best he could in handling that, you know. And he had some experiences like with ghosts. You know, and he had chicken skin in the middle of the hallway, and I saw his skin mm-hmm. go up like a goosebumps. Like, oh, my God. I said, see, that's what I'm talking about. That's what psychic is. But, see, he grew up in a home where it was Pentecostal Christian and all that stuff. So they bashed people down. You know, the mother was bashing me, saying that, you know, my God is an abomination to the Lord because of my abilities is abomination. And I'm like, the poor guy went through a lot of shit. And I think he went to the Navy just to get away from it all. So he, but all in all, he is a good father. And that's all that matters, really. So he's a great father to my kids. And that's all that matters. But the first ex, he tried to understand. And I do give him that credit. But towards the end, he was just looking at me like I was psychotic. Because I didn't understand And I was really new to my abilities then at 20-something years old. And it was like I needed to be around people that understood. I was around a lot of pagan people, witchy people, because I'm pagan. I'm a witch, if you want to call that, a magician. But a lot of them weren't psychic, you know, and they weren't psychic, and it was like hard to connect with other psychics, and it's different. Really, we all have this ability, but I think through a lot of the programming that we've been through, the pharmaceuticals that we're taking, or the shots that we've been taking, vaccines since we're babies, all of that kind of influences or it gets involved. Gets in the way. That's what I was trying to say. Gets in the way, hijacks us. So, but you know what? I was in the Army, though, honey.
It keeps everybody in the box.
Yeah, and I was in the Army, by the way. So I had every freaking injection known to man, and people would think, oh, my God, you know, it would totally, you know, do something with your pineal gland, whatever. No, it doesn't do shit because I can channel. I'm very psychic. So, anyway.
It's like we can pick up other people's feelings, thoughts, and basically everyone has this. It's just basically your higher faculties. Once you learn how to use your higher faculties instead of your smell, taste, touch, see, hear, and all this other stuff, they're just the normal senses. But the higher faculties, obviously, this is what the show's all about. Later on, we're going to be teaching you how to use what we have or what we can connect you with. But everybody does have some sort of psychic awareness, psychic abilities, you know. Anybody out there who wants to talk about it, call in. You know, this is what this is all about.
Yeah.
It's a talk show, basically. But tonight we're just going to have a relaxed night. We might take some calls a bit later on in the last half. But at the moment, we're just winging it through, introducing ourselves once again. For those that haven't heard us before, but those that have heard us before, I know for a fact you missed us because we checked the polls and everything, and even Proof Negative turned around and says, somebody had turned around and said to him the other day and says, oh, I listened to you for the first time because you followed the Drew Anna show. And they always used to listen to us because we had so much information. But,
We have a lot of information. So anyways, through the change, I want to go back to that instead of veering off too far, but we have gone through a lot of changes.
Yeah.
I was known as being a, you know, sovereign woman, basically helping people to become secured creditors, you know, fight against the echelons that are trying to, you know, do what they're doing right now. I don't have to get into it, right? And I had an issue with my first ex, and he got me for child support. And the thing was, okay, fine. I don't mind, but let me see my kids or let me talk to them or something over the phone or online. And he would do everything he could to prevent me from talking to my children. Totally. He was a horrible, vindictive person. Really, he was. And but yet he wanted child support for me only because, you know, I started on YouTube. I was speaking my truth. He didn't like that. And the girl he was with was a total, loser as well. She was a big time loser. She was just a parasite. Mm-hmm. Didn't work, didn't do nothing. And, so here I am, you know, and I was a housewife when I was with him too. So I did tarot readings. That was my thing. But, and then I came out, I'm known all over the place. And then before you know it, I start teaching people about what I do, and I started getting into the sovereign thing, the secure creditor thing, all of that stuff, and I finally defeated child support. A lot of you haven't really heard my story because I had to leave Freedomizer before because I went through a lot. We went through a lot. You know, my YouTube channel went down, had 125,000 subscribers. That went down. And we were on our yachts at the time. We had two boats. We were living on one, and we had our sailboat. It was really an interesting experience. But anyway, I found out that I actually not only put a stop to child support's harassment, I looked on the credit report. It also showed that it was green and paid, that it was paid for after I did one of my techniques. And it was only until I got my trust set up, it was my foreign trust set up, and I ended up utilizing that method to discharge that debt with child support. And that was a while ago. And then, so I saw, okay, cool. You know, it's off my credit report, shows that it was paid, and I never paid anything, you know, this big amount they wanted me to pay. And then 2 years ago, I ended up getting a brand new American passport. So I already had my other American passport, but I had to renew it. And then I renewed it 2 years ago. 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
A second. Okay, hold on. Hold on. I had to renew it 2 years ago. And so anyway, I have my passport again, my American passport. I totally showed it off on Rumble, and I ended up going all the way to the town. I said, hey, I'm going to get my American passport and I want to get my border crossing card, you know, because we live in Mexico, by the way. But we live far away from the border now. I mean, we're in the Yucatan area. We're near the Mayan pyramids and all that. But I wanted to go all the way because, you know, everywhere they're always asking for double IDs, you know, for the banking, for notary, whatever. So I wanted to go all the way. And sure shit, I get my freaking passport back. So that is proof to everybody that I completely defeated child support. And I remember my ex-husband freaking out and writing it all over the place and put a website up and said, look, even the IRS sent me a letter saying that they don't know where she lives or anything, and they need all the information, whatever. But really what they were doing is they were protecting me because I defeated them. And what I did is I sent my discharge for child support over to IRS. I didn't send it to child support because the IRS is your bookkeeper. So I went ahead and handled that, and it worked. And that is the biggest victory I've ever had in my life when it came to standing up against these tyrants and finally putting my foot down and saying, hey, you know what? First of all, you go and take my two kids for me, you know, my first ex. You go ahead and do that, and then you want child support for me, and then no way. I'm not going to keep giving you everything. Go to hell, you know? You know, keep poking me because it's like he wanted me to commit suicide or something. He was so, he had a hard on for me, that guy. It was insane. But he was the one who had an affair with my friend, and she was a lesbian, by the way. Got into an affair with her, and then it only lasted 8 months. She left him for another woman. It was a freaking mess. My poor kids had to suffer, and they had to go through so much crap to see this. And, you know, seeing other women living and other women living with him and all this stuff, all types of women. And I never did that to my kids, even my oldest son. Because I said, anybody who lives with me, they're going to marry me. I am not going to have some guy just live with me or shack up with me. I didn't want to do that in front of my son. I didn't want him to see that his mother was like that. So, but yet here he is shacking up with a bunch of women. And then finally he gets married. He got married two more times, by the way. So it has been such a mess and a trauma to both my kids. My oldest son, he's really, I hate to say it, but he's really he has a lot of problems, mental problems. Okay. He's not really very well. He don't talk to me, nothing. He has a lot, and he was married, and him and his marriage, the marriage didn't last. He was very abusive to her, and then I guess she was abusive to him. They're fighting with each other in that way. So a lot of the abuse, a lot of that stuff, he was traumatized. But my second daughter, I mean, she's in the Army right now. She's going to have a baby. She's really sweet. We're always, you know, chatting back and forth. So, you know, she's my oldest daughter. So, you know, but yet, you know, it still traumatized her. You know, she still has to go through a lot of the trauma. But anyway, I still want to tell you, I defeated them. My process worked. And where are we now? Where are we now in this situation? Well, when I finally learned about getting my foreign trust set up the proper way, and this is in 2020 when I finally got it set up, I decided, you know, I'm going to open up two corporations in the United States. I'm going to control them with my foreign trust. And they're both tax exempt. I don't have to worry ever about taxes. And that's all I really needed. I didn't want to, it wasn't for other things that people used to come to me for, like, oh, I can't pay my utility bill or my phone bill, or I can't pay my rent. And they were utilizing the whole secure creditor way and abusing it in that way for stupid things. And I never followed that path for that. I followed the path because I needed a remedy to get child support off of me, because I wanted my American passport. I wanted to keep that and put a stop to my ex-husband's abuse. And I saw my kids later on. My oldest daughter came when she was 18. She came with us to Cancun, Mexico. She was on a beautiful $1 million yacht with us. We ended up hanging out, having a beautiful, amazing time. Remember that, Ann? That was fun.
Certainly do, but obviously we know for a fact there's a message in between this story. So there is solutions out there for everybody who's in this kind of similar predicament. But obviously, if it's just to not pay your child maintenance for your child, be responsible for your children. Pay it anyway.
Yeah.
But if you're stuck in a bit of a corner where it's actually unjust, she can help you. We can sort that out with paperwork and a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah, and then also if you have, if you have a lot of taxes that you owe, or if you want to make sure that, you have your business running and you want to be tax exempt and you want to just protect your assets, the foreign trust is the way to go, because it's going to protect you completely, because it's foreign, it's outside the jurisdiction of there's domestic trust, sure, and you can use those. There's a part for domestic trust that you can use, but you always want the foreign trust to control the domestic trust, because it's outside the jurisdiction, and if you were ever to get called into court, you couldn't be called into court, because the foreign trust is completely outside the jurisdiction, and they would have to fly to another country to fight you. But a domestic trust, they can pull everybody in and pull you into court, not a problem, because it's domestic within their jurisdiction. And what sets this type of trust apart is the fact that it pulls you out of the jurisdiction as a slave on the plantation, as a debtor, and you move into diplomat foreign agent status. You transmit your social into an estate number, and now you are seen as a foreign entity, just like the banks are, just like the IRS are, just like a lot of these other foreign agents that are operating. They all have their own foreign trust. Okay, so it goes way beyond just the UCC-1 and being a secure creditor. It takes it a whole step further. And I've done the secure creditor route, and I didn't see anything happen for my thing, though, for the child support thing. It helped other people for other things that they had to deal with, but not for child support for me. I had to go a step further, and that's when I went ahead and got my foreign trust set up correctly. And with my Mexican address, you have to have a global virtual office or an international address. You cannot use an American address. That's what's going to pull you out of that jurisdiction. And, yes, you could still bank. You can open corporations. You could still, get your welfare if you need it, your food stamps if you need it, your medical, your disability, your VA, whatever. It will not get in the way. Your SSI will not get in the way of that at all, because when I first had my trust set up, it was during the time of COVID, and I ended up getting my stimulus package, money. I was getting that direct payment into my bank account. So that's what I'm talking about.
I noticed the Americans got it, but nobody in England got it. Damn.
England got stimulus?
No, not that I know of. Or maybe they had something over there, but you have to claim it. But obviously I don't, so.
Yeah, so we ended up getting a stimulus and all that. But it was like, okay. I mean, I just started out, right? But, my other students have actually, they had their testimonials. They said, oh, I was able to pay for an insurance. One guy was in an accident with his truck. And they told him, okay, you have to pay this other remaining amount from the insurance, everything was paid for except for that, and it was $4,000. And then he used his the foreign trust, the EIN number, but it's a foreign EIN number. And he's like, go ahead, run it through, not a problem. And it ran through, like, not a problem. So it actually, according to what he said, it they took care of it by running it through, utilizing that. And just a lot of awesome stories that we've had. But anyway, another thing I wanted to mention, too, why we're here on Freedomizer Radios, because, you know, after being taken down on YouTube, being shadow banned, and then I had another, I was on TikTok, and I was out there. I had 13,000 subscribers, and then right away they took me off saying, oh, according to community standards, you're violating community standards and all this crap. So there has been such a problem. We have been under attack. Of not being able to have our information out there. And it was absolutely horrible after 2018. I mean, we were like, what the hell are we going to do? We were going through a lot of struggling, you know, we're trying to put the word out. And it was just every single time we were just being shadow banned left and right. But that's why we're here on Freedomizer Radio. We're really grateful to be here because we're with this community so we can spread raw information to this audience that is needed. It is not censored, you know?
Can I just drop in here that one of our listeners from the UK has just informed me on chat that they got, for their stimulus payments, they got like £900 over three payments over a year. So that's basically they got £300 three times throughout the year.
Oh, God. Oh, boy.
I mean, how's anybody supposed to live with that? If they stop you from going out getting food, if they stop you from going out and going to work, if they shut your work down, how are you supposed to live off £300 for three times a year? That's £300 for 4 months.
Now that we're there on this topic, hun, let's go into the banking section in England. You spoke with your mom about this.
Yeah, I was speaking to my mom a bit earlier on. She was mentioning that over in England right now, they're closing down the banks and you can only use the ATM or your card. But the ATMs, you can only draw out £250 each day. If you're wanting to do a bigger cash thing, you're going to have to start taking it out in advance if you have like a cut-off date, if you're wanting to buy something big. If not, you're just going to have to use your card because they're closing the bank branches down. You can't walk into a bank.
That's what they're doing slowly in America.
Also, just being informed right now that they in the UK are now being forced to use food banks.
What? Where? In the UK?
Yeah, in the UK they are being forced to use food banks. So obviously, Sir Maximus Big Bunce Gates and the rest of his floozy crew are obviously trying to take over the food and put all kinds of crap inside your food so it's not nutritious. You're not going to get the nutrients your body needs, so you cannot work at full capacity.
Wow, are you fucking kidding me? Like, forcing? How do they force them, though, and say, hey, you're supposed to go to the food bank. You can't go to the grocery store? How does that work?
I'm not sure, but I'm sure they're listening in now, so obviously I'm sure they'll tell me how it actually works. I mean, to our listener in the UK, how are they forcing you to go to the food banks? Are they closing supermarkets? Is there some kind system in place? Yeah, exactly. We need to know how this is working, how they are getting people out of the system. Hang on, he's typing, I believe. So, yeah, we're going to find out some answers, and obviously...
Yeah, because I know in London already, they're already using like, you know, your fingerprints and your face, facial recognition, just to go into some of the grocery stores.
Yeah.
I was hearing one of them.
Apparently, I don't know. I think this is for the people on benefits. There's not enough benefits for people, so that they have to go to food banks to get extra free food because they can't afford to. The government says we cannot afford to give you enough benefit now, so they're probably cutting back on the benefits, which is just enough gas and electric and water, like the bills, and then they're going to give you free food. But we all know what happens with the free food stuff. It's made in the lab somewhere, and God knows what's in it. I mean, Schwab was saying, oh, you will eat bugs and be happy, so they could have bugs in that, or the meats that whatever Gates is pulling out, or whatever, they're growing all the GMO stuff. It's not good. I mean, what can we do about it? So if there's anybody listening out there that has any ideas, I mean, I've got a... I'll tell you the one thing now, right? I'm going to go into a segue with this. With the truckers, big hats off to you guys and the farmers. You've been fighting back. I've been looking at the media. There's a lot of stuff happening around the world, especially in France. They're throwing caca at government buildings by the truckload because everyone's had enough. They've had enough. They say, the trucks need to get through to supply people, food. They're stopping this. So there's a big protest on and they're smashing through gates and just to big riot over there in France. I mean, there's other places. They're all around the world. We've
Germany.
Heard about,
Germany too.
Germany as well. We've heard about it happening in America. We've heard about it happening in England. I mean... It's one thing after another. It's all piling on now. I mean, my hat's off to these
And they're moving into this cashless society in England. You know,
they're trying
to stop all the banks.
That's what they're trying to do all around the world, yeah. I mean,
yeah,
if they're trying to stop all the money stuff, if they're trying to stop all the money stuff, shouldn't you think that they should actually... mention, we've got a new system in place. This should be an announcement. There's a new system in place. Now, it's, what do we do? How do we transfer? Because there's a lot of, even my mum said today when I was speaking to her, when she mentioned about the limit is only £250 per day via ATM. And I explained to her, I says, well, that's because we're all going digital. She has no clue about cryptocurrency or how to do it. It is a little bit complex, but you need to learn about it. But what about the older people that are past that stage of learning? What about those that are in their last legs but would just like to be comfortable in their lives for the last few years of their life? They're not going to get it. They're not going to understand.
Yeah, well, they're moving into the CBDC thing, you know, and the CBDC is not good because their digital currencies, like, you know, digital euro, the digital pound, all of that is going to be controlled. And pretty soon they're going to be telling you what you can buy, what you cannot buy, and where you going, where you sending your money. And, you know, if you want to leave the country, they're going to say, well, you know, why are you going to the other country? Now, we're going to see if we can approve it or not. And I'll tell you, I have clients from the Netherlands that have already told me, like last year, that a year before that, they have prepared themselves because they knew they were going into a cashless society. And Netherlands was pretty much cashless. And they were... going to the ATMs and all that, and you can barely get any money out. So what they did is they just started buying silver and gold and just kept buying a bunch of it. They got all prepared, and all their friends were laughing at them, like, ha, ha, ha. Oh, you guys are just so paranoid. And guess what? It all came true. So they're living a complete cashless society in a lot of parts of Europe. And there are solutions. There are major solutions. And I would like to talk more about the crypto because people are thinking, crypto and Bitcoin, that's all going to be part of the CBDC. And no, it's not, because Bitcoin is not controlled, and it was used on the dark side of the web. at one time to do like underground stuff. And Bitcoin is actually was created so people, no one can control it in a way where they can hack into it, or, you know, or one nation or one governor or dictator can actually control that type of that Bitcoin. And Bitcoin we're seeing going up to $64,000. It's absolutely amazing. So that is another way out for people who are focused on, you know, your many people are laboring for that Federal Reserve note, they're laboring for the pound, they're laboring for the euro. All this money has no real backup. And they know this because they
and
all
the funny thing is, right?
Uh-huh.
I was just going to jump in there. The funny thing is, right? The governments are printing out money faster than ever, right? They just keep printing. They're printing money every day. Print, print, print. They print so much money. Why the hell do we have to pay taxes?
Exactly. If it's printed out of thin air, it's just like me printing it out of my freaking printer. But yet I'm going to tax you.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, but
and they took it off the gold standard in 1971 when Nixon came in. So after that, that should have been a wake-up call for America before you and I were born, you know. And we come in and we're born into the society of a society of printed money that has no backup or value. It's all BS. So the alternative way is, you know, my husband and I, we got into crypto. I got into crypto back in 2016, and I had a Bitcoin, and that Bitcoin went from $700 to $6,000. And I didn't know what the heck it was. I had no idea how to trade. I didn't know nothing about all of that or investing in it. I just bought it, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to see where this goes. And when it went up to $6,000, I kicked myself in the ass and I said, damn, we could have bought a lot more. But the beautiful thing is now, you know, Bitcoin is going up to 64K. There are other coins called altcoins that are little bitty coins that you can invest in that are like, you know, like let's say Baby Doge. I just put like $500-$700 or $1,000 in it. And I ended up getting over billions of coins. And Shiba Inu is really big, and you got Pepe. Oh, Pepe is just huge. That thing's on fire. But anyways, these are other altcoins that you can buy with a little bit of money, because by the end of the year, fall and winter, they're going to go insane. You know, with a little bit of money, $1,000 you put in, $500 you put in, it's going to go up to hundreds of thousands of dollars, okay, or 50,000 or, you know, whatever, depending on how much you put in. It's going to go insane. And Bitcoin is going to go up to 100 to 200,000 by the end of the year, because we are entering a cycle called the Bitcoin halving, which happens in April, which is next month. And when that happens, that means the Bitcoin is just going to go parabolic. It's going to go parabolic by the end of the year and next year. And you got to know when to buy. You got to know when to sell, of course. But we have that option, and you can keep your Bitcoin on a wallet off-chain wallet, off the computer. You can keep it in your safe, keep it in your drawer, and no one can touch that money. No one can touch your Bitcoin.
Just,
no
just
one
like
can
a hard
seize
drive.
Your Bitcoin. Yeah, and it, exactly,
like
and it's tax-free. It's tax-free. It's the only asset class that's tax-free. You can have trillions of them, and you can go across borders, no problem. Mm-hmm.
What was that coin you got me to buy the other day? I forgot the name of that
Matic,
coin.
Matic, was it? Was it Matic?
Yeah, Matic. Yeah, that was it.
Uh-huh.
I put my Matic, right, just for the listeners out there. Then all of a sudden, I think it was about 3 or 4 days later, I'm up $1,000. I got $1,000 out of it just for 4 days. I put in $3,000. I put in like 2,000 and something, and then it went up to 3,000 and something. That was like 4 or 5 days later or something.
It depends. But see, with Matic, it's great. It's great depending on how much money you have. It's great to put in. But then I told you, you know what, let's move it into Bitcoin because Bitcoin is moving up. Bitcoin is going up. And then when it goes up more and more, you get more money, then you take some of it out. And you put it into USDT, which is a solid coin, which it doesn't go anywhere, and you wait for it to pull back, because Bitcoin will have a moment, it'll pull back a little bit, so will the altcoins, and then you buy into those little altcoins at a better price, because right now it's all skyrocketing. You don't want to buy right now because everything's in the green. You want to wait until it's in the red. And anyway, so I got into crypto trading. Let's get back into this. I got into crypto trading back in 2020. You know, after I learned more about crypto, I got heavily into crypto trading, and most of our money is in crypto because my clients, you know, they sent me money through crypto, and we have a little bit of money in fiat, but I use a lot of the fiat and I move it over to Bitcoin, and that's why we're doing really good. We're sitting really pretty. Like we could retire if we want to. We're in a very good place in our lives. But a lot of the people, and I hear stories, people that are just working 12-hour jobs, you know, working for that printed fake money, they're not going anywhere. And that's the whole point. They don't want you to go anywhere. And they're going to make it harder for you. And the prices are going up. It's inflation. You know, they say it's inflation, but really it's all criminalized money. It's criminal because really the FRN notes are foreign notes. They're not American dollars. They're not American. They weren't from America. They came from, you know, the Federal Reserve, which was based out of where? Puerto Rico, which is a foreign territory. So all that money, it's drug money, really, because that's what happens. That's why they have, you know, it's all based on drug money.
Yeah, not just that, though. It's basically, it's not backed up by anything. It's not backed up by gold. So basically all that money that you have, it's just pretty toilet paper now.
That's what Robert Kiyosaki says. And he goes, you know what? Instead of just saving money, why save money when they print it every day? You invested in something. You invested in real estate, you know, in real estate or gold, silver, invested into something that actually will have some value, or even Bitcoin, he's even mentioned, which we've been doing. Mm-hmm. So as long as you have your money invested into something. And then, of course, we understand Bitcoin is very volatile, of course. But we're in a place right now in the cycle right now. And as you see, Bitcoin has gone up because we are nearing the Bitcoin halving. And it's going to last 18 months of this bull run, we call it, the bull market, when the values of these coins are just going up like crazy. But you have to take advantage, and you got to know when to sell. So you buy low, and you take advantage. And by the end of the year or early next year, actually sometime next year, till October 2025, you would sell. But you need to understand and you need to learn how to use it. And I would rather that you understand and learn about crypto and DeFi, decentralized currencies, rather than their digital currency, which is controlled by them, because they are going to try to move it into like a fascist system where you're only going to be allowed $2,000-$3,000 a month. Everybody, communism.
Yeah, that's the system that's going to be telling you what you can spend, how much you can spend, how often you can spend, and it'll say, oh, you can't buy this, you can't buy that, not this week, not next month, or whatever. I mean, what the hell? If they want to know how much you've got, what you're spending it on, it's got nothing to do with anybody.
And if you live in a 15-minute city, you're really screwed. Because then it's connected to your phone, and say that you want to go use your card, and you went past the 15-minute radius, it won't work. No, it can only work within that 15-minute radius. I mean, that's where they're going, guys. And I've been telling you all of this for many, many years, and a lot of people thinking, whatever, you know.
Everybody has to do when they implement this system, just say, no, thank you. Don't use it. Turn your back against it.
Yeah.
You can't implement something if you're not going to use it. If you're not going to stop all this fear bullshit, right? Because that's all they're doing. They're scaring everybody into thinking this way. And then all of a sudden, they'll implement something to say, oh, this is going to help. Bullshit. It'll help them, but not you. Because they're going to put you further in the box. This is how they're doing it. This is how they're brain training you into thinking such a way. Exactly. And you would own nothing, just like one of our listeners in the UK has just said, and you will own nothing, just like Schwab
says. Actually, you don't own nothing. That's the whole point. They've already hijacked the system. they've already hijacked the system back in 1871 in America. And in 1933, when they seized the gold and silver from our ancestors and, you know, that were living in America at the time, they put out an executive order to take all their gold and silver to exchange it for Federal Reserve notes. And if you didn't, then you would be fined $10,000 or you would go to prison for 10 years. So they have already controlled everything that you own. Your house is not yours. The car that you have is not yours. Everything that is registered to the state.
Yep.
So therefore, you don't own nothing anyway. So for them to say, oh, you own nothing now, but you'll be happy. It's been that way for years, but they're just now telling people what's going on now.
It's just another illusion to make you think that you have a choice, to make you think of
because they
the
can
ability,
take it from you anytime, and they can and they can take it from you anytime, and they can tax the shit out of you. And if you don't pay your taxes, they can take your house. If you don't, if you're getting a lawsuit against you, they can take your house. And that's why it's important to put these things in a foreign trust and change your status from being a plantation owned slave. Well, you know, in America, I teach a lot of the people this. In other countries, you can at least have a foreign trust set up where you can put all your money, you can connect it to the bank, and in that foreign trust, you let them know, no, I don't own it, but my trust owns it. You always want to have your trust own it, not you own anything. That's the whole point. Just like having a corporation, you know, the corporation owns it. You know what I mean? So, I mean, there's a lot of ways, a lot of loopholes, the ways that you can get around the system, but the thing is, like I said, with digital currency, you know, you're going to wake up one day and your whole life is going to be completely changed. You know, they're having a hard time in Canada. Canada's really heavy because they're totally being controlled by a major dictator over there. So, you know, I heard from one of the Canadians, you know, one day everything was fine. The next day I wake up in the morning, everything is a completely different world, you know, and that's what's going on. So they're trying to make it hard for you to leave the country. They want to dumb you down. They want you to be boxed in into a communist type of country, communist society, cashless society. And if you want to leave the country to go visit, it's going to be very, very difficult for you to do so. So the most important thing that you need to be focusing on is wealth and your legacy, building your wealth and how to do that. And the one way to do that is, like I said, cryptocurrency, because, you know, I had a guy, we had a student of ours that he became a crypto millionaire back in 2020 when his Bitcoins went up. He had a shitload of Bitcoins that he's been investing in, and he became a crypto millionaire, and he taught me on what to do to get to that point as well, to invest in crypto and just keep buying it. Because eventually, and don't listen to the naysayers, they're being brainwashed so they can stick with their digital currency that's going to be created by the government, or, you know, which is happening already. And those of us that do have crypto, mainly crypto, we're going to be a lot more freer than a lot of these people that are in this cage. And at least crypto, Bitcoin, and all that is going to free you. And maybe it may not be good for the rest of your life, but it can be good to set you up, to get you to launch, and then you can be free to go get the hell out of where you're at, go to another country, go to another place, have land somewhere, be in a peaceful place, you know, and buy land and buy, you know, gold and silver with it, you know. That it's a launching. It's a launch. That's what I see crypto as. It's just to launch you up to the next level, because you're not going to be able, pretty soon, you're not going to be able to escape from where you're at. So there you have it.
Well,
and I've been telling people this for years.
Yep. We've been warning people with a bunch of stuff for crypto and how the system is, and we've been basically what's the words like we're like prophets kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, we're
yeah,
telling people,
I mean,
oh, this is watch, this is going to happen, and it happens, and there you have it.
Yeah.
We warned you months or years ago, and here we are. So
exactly.
That's what we're all about. We're all about solutions. If anybody else has any solutions out there, obviously, let us know. Jump in. This is what the radio show is all about, moving beyond the matrix, because that's what we do. We've had enough of the BS.
So, yeah, I mean, we have a lot of solutions. I mean, there's solutions that, you know, we can use cryptocurrency. We can use, you know, changing your status. You can also use the power of your mind, the power of magic. You know, like I said before, I've been a practitioner of magic for many years since I was 17, and I've seen amazing miracles happen in my life, and that is how our ancestors were before. You know, the Native Americans, the Celts, the Druids, the people in Africa and China, and people were using magic, using the power, and shamans down in the Amazons. I mean, they're still using it. They're still using the power of shamanism and ayahuasca and all these healing herbs. And how funny, you know, the thing is, the reason why we're able to see the future is because we look to the past. Just like as a crypto investor or trader, we look at the charts. We see, okay, how's Bitcoin? How did Bitcoin do back in 2016? How did Bitcoin do back in 2020? You know, how do we know about the Bitcoin halving? It's because it happens every 4 years, and it shows you the history of how it does. Well, the same thing applies when you go back to history. You see what has happened to the human race for so many thousands of years. We go back to that time of the genocide of, you know, the witches were being burnt, the Inquisition, you know, it started in the Dark Ages with Hypatia. yeah, go for it.
Exactly. I mean, we're talking about the real, true history, not the bullshit you've been learned at school because it's all fabricated. Sorry, but that's the truth.
Yep.
What about Tartaria? There's Tartarian buildings still around, and there's a shitload of Tartarian pictures in the archives online still. Obviously, we know what they are.
Explain
what
Tartaria
is.
Explain the Tartaria.
Tartaria and Tartarians are obviously the civilization before us. They've been hidden from us, because they had so much technology, you would not need to pay electricity bills, you would not need to pay for gas bills, none of that, no taxes, none of that, nothing out of your pocket, because they were self-sufficient. They provided their own electricity in their own buildings from the ether, just from thin air. They had things in, and it was collected from the rods on the top of the buildings. You see all this complex, nice, fancy kind of architectural structure. It's designed that way for a specific reason. You look at a church, it's not for worshiping God. It's actually for healing, because it's a resonant frequency freaking chamber.
And they can't make
the stained glass windows. You look at the stained glass windows, it's all geometry, sacred geometry.
And they can't make it like that anymore. I mean, like just like here in the near the Mayan pyramids, they're actually like ziggurats.
Oh, they can, but they won't. They can, but they won't.
But check this out. Like in the Mayan pyramids, they actually look like ziggurats of Sumeria, the Sumerian ziggurats. And they're saying,
they do.
Oh, the Mayans created it, and they didn't. It was an ancient civilization that created that and created the cathedrals, all of that. And then what happened was, the priesthood, the, you know, more modern priests and all that, they came to hijack it, pretty much, right?
Yeah. Pretty much the Mayans just moved in. Oh, look.
Exactly.
I've got somewhere to hide from the rain. That'll do me. And I'm going to find some meat to kill. You know, it's
and they
weird.
Turned into their priesthood.
Yeah. And at the same time, they're changing history as we speak. They're erasing history. That's probably where you'll get some of the Mandela effects from, because they and then they put a new thing in. Saying, no, it's always been like that. Bullshit. So either went through a jump, or either went through a portal, or whatever, or they're deleting it, or could be all of the above. Because I wouldn't put it past them, because they're just a bunch of evil bastards wanting to control everything.
Yeah, the same thing has happened with Egypt, too. I mean, the pyramids, like, we went to Egypt. We lived there for 2 months. We were there in Giza. We were there in Cairo. And, you know, we see how everything is in Egypt. We're like, okay, definitely you guys didn't build these pyramids. Obviously, some other civilization did. you know.
Yeah, we've seen the trucks in Egypt, and there's nothing big enough to shift those stones. I mean,
exactly. Very, very. They say extraterrestrial and all that, but really, it's these other dimension, these other inner. Maybe they were interdimensional beings.
Yeah.
What do
you
think?
Giants. They were bigger. They were giants. They were bigger.
Giants.
This is where the story of the giants come from. The Tartarian, also the same thing. Have you noticed the Great Wall of China? The turrets, where obviously the archers go to protect, fire the bows and arrows, is only on one side. Only on one side, not two sides. That is not a division wall. That is a boundary where the original Tartaria was. That was the main city where it all began, down in China.
Yeah,
and there's evidence,
what a trip. Very interesting. So, yeah, I mean, I wish we had more time to talk about this. Maybe we're going to have to extend to 3 hours. I don't know, because we can just go on and on like a tangent, my husband and I, man. We really can go on. But right now we're just starting off with a 90-minute. And maybe on Wednesday we can extend to like 3 hours or something.
Exactly.
When we get more listeners, yeah.
Yeah, because Wednesday I think we started an earlier time, so I guess we can do a 3-hour section there. No, I don't think we can, because I think Proof Negative comes straight on after us on there Wednesday. So I think tonight being Sunday, I think we are the last on tonight. We can run over time, I guess. If Proof Negative is you're listening right now, send us a message somehow. Let us know if we can go over time or not, because when we do talk, we just waffle on and just never shut up.
Well, pretty soon we're going to have a special guest that's coming on our show on Wednesday, and she is a magician. She's a very powerful magician. She's helped me a lot of times. She's also very well versed in djinn magic, you know, with the djinn and necromancy. So she's also helped a lot of my clients with their court cases when they've dealt with some serious, serious stuff. And she has been able to help my clients with a lot. And we did have another guy on before, but we haven't been able to connect with him. Haven't heard from him in a couple years. That's okay. But she's actually pretty damn good at what she does.
Okay,
she'll be on. Yeah, I hope so. I hope he's all right. But she'll be on Wednesday. And, our show starts on, let me see here. I got to check the times on that. My goodness, check everything, because we're brand new right now. So yeah, we get started very pretty early. Let me see here. Let me go ahead and check the times on there.
Wednesday we do 4 o'clock till
4:30 to six.
4:30 till six, and then Proof Negative comes on.
Yeah, that's right. So 4:30 to 6 p.m. That's our time. So yeah, I mean, there's just so much to cover, and we kind of started a little bit late because, you know, I was trying to figure out the episode thing, but it's okay because we'll be on time next Wednesday. There's so many amazing things that we would love to talk about, but it seems like we have a caller on the line right now. I don't know if they wish to speak. The 503, it begins with 503. Let me bring them in. And anybody else who wants to call in and comment, please do so.
We're down to the last.
Hi there. You're on the air.
Hello.
You're on the air, 503.
Hello.
How are you?
Yes, hello. I'm Rod. All right.
Hi, Rod.
Hi, Rod. Nice to meet you.
All right. Yes, that's very interesting about magic. I'm interested.
Oh, good for you.
Oh, you're gonna love
so
this.
Have you studied it at all, or you've read about it?
Well, only a little bit. I've done a little Aikido, and they have what they call one point. It's like an imaginary center of gravity, and as you move your imaginary center of gravity downward, your reflexes change the way everything works. And they say, well, it's really a metaphor. You can't really move your center of gravity, so there's something else going on. It's very interesting what might be going on there.
Wow, Aikido is beautiful. I love Aikido. Aikido and ninjutsu, which is very similar, actually. That's wonderful. Mm, yeah. But, yeah, it's all the power of the mind. Uh-huh.
Oh, yes.
It's all energy work. It's energy work, isn't it?
Yes.
So it's understanding your body's energies and then learning how to flow it.
Yeah, so they say it's all metaphors.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
It's all metaphors. What's really going on is very hard to understand, but energies and those little points and these things are metaphors for what's going on.
Oh. Interesting.
Very interesting. Yeah, we're going to be talking more about more magic, especially on Wednesday. But, yeah, we've been practicing for many years. I mean, I practice all shades of magic, white, black, gray, it doesn't matter. But I will talk more about that on Wednesday. We're going to go really into it in defensive magic, self-defense, radionics, all of that. We'll tell our stories. We have some stories to share.
You said it actually helps in court cases. That's very interesting.
Oh, yeah. Oh, gosh. Of course. You know, it's not like Wicca. I don't know if you've ever heard of Wicca. Wicca's kind of, it's beautiful. It is a beautiful religion, but I feel that it's very Christianized in a way because they utilize a lot of, if you do this to somebody, it's going to come to you 3 times 3, or, you know, like it's very, like if you, well, it's like, okay, cause and effect, I understand. If you are a mean person, you're constantly being a bully, guess what? You're going to get your ass kicked one of these days, right? It's like throwing a rock up in the air and the rock comes and hits you in the head, of course. But if you are in a situation where you need self-defense, you're not going to get karma for that at all because you're simply defending yourself. And there's certain entities that you can contact that are very ancient. They've been demonized, of course, in the Bible, but they were ancient way before the Bible. And you can connect with these ancient entities, and they can help you take care of a lot of things, and that's what happened in my situation. So there's all forms of magic, and really it's to empower you. It's to empower people to realize, you know what, you know, there's so many things that I can't change out there, but there's something that can change that I can do in here. And really, it's your own reality. It's your, you know.
Yeah. Someone said that about prayer, or maybe it was forgiveness. It says, does it change them? Who knows? Does it change me? Ah. Absolutely.
Yeah, because it's always you that is in charge of your energy, and obviously where energy goes, that's where it all emulates with. But you mentioned something about the magic helping in court cases. Obviously,
yes.
Joanna mentioned to me a while ago that she did a talisman. It was meant for her, but obviously a friend of hers had mentioned, say, well, oh, I need some help with a court case. Giving her the talisman. And apparently what happened was, because she infused it with her energy, she did the magic with it, so it was energy infused. And what happened was, on the day of the court case, the lawyer on the other side forgot the court date. He didn't turn up, so it was just thrown out. Finished.
It was thrown out, and she got full custody of her daughter. It was amazing, and it was gray magic. It was basically, you know, it was Solomonic. I called upon Ra. I called upon Archangel Michael, and very gray magic. So I did that, and it was actually for myself, but 3 days later, my girlfriend calls me, says, oh, my God, I really need your help. Do you have a talisman or something that can help me? And we met at the restaurant, and I gave it to her. I said, well, that was supposed to be for me, but I guess it was really meant for you. And she won. And that is a true freaking story, man. It was crazy.
Uh-huh.
And it was as simple as them forgetting the court date. That's some good times. But yeah, I mean, we'll get into that more often in Wednesday. You know, tune in every week, and then we'll talk more about it. And that's what I love to do. I mean, right now I already have a book out on Amazon.com called Sovereign Magic, but I'm going to be putting a package together. I'm working on my own tarot oracles right now. That's going to be a companion to that, and a course for the Sovereign Magic. which we're going to be working on. And it's also going to really help people because, you know, you start from the basics and then you kind of work your way up. But really, this is something that our ancestors were already doing. They already did all this stuff, but we were demonized for it. And women were murdered for it in the Inquisition, right? So, but anyway, thank you so much for coming on the line. We have another caller who's raising their hand, far and wide. Hold on a second. Let me go ahead. Amin. Okay. Aminic Radio, you're on the air. Hello? Aminic Radio? Hello? You're on the air.
Don't think he can hear.
Okay, never mind. I guess he didn't. It's okay. Don't worry. Because, I mean, we're getting so close. We got 23 minutes. But thank you so much for calling in. I always love having calling in and, you know, expressing, you know, what it is that they've gone through, their experiences, or their feedback is just so freaking important. If you want to learn more about us, please check out our website. It's called movingbeyondthematrix.com. And you can find
my other shows there.
Okay, movingbeyondthematrix.com. You can find our website there, our videos, my other podcasts, all that stuff. But I'm going to be, like I said, most of my podcast is going to be here with Freedomizer Radio. We prefer to just stick with you guys. Freedomizer, hell yeah. And I'm going to be, you know, I put a lot of blogs out every week. And it also connects to my Rumble channel, my YouTube, and all that stuff. But really, we tend to put a lot of information out on podcasts than we would ever do on YouTube or any of these other platforms, because this is the place where we can speak our mind. We can share and express uncensored, guys. Is it awesome?
Yep. Thank you. Please.
I love it. I love it. And, you know, I'm just so grateful to be here. But I'm going to – I'd like to wrap this up with a – I don't know. Do you want to wrap something up, baby, before I wrap up something with a tarot reading for everybody?
Well, we've got 3 minutes left, so just go for it, honey.
Okay, no problem. So I'm going to just pull out a few cards for everybody. I know it's generalized, but for those of you who are listening to the show right now, hey, guess what? You get a reading, and you know what? It might apply to your life, and so therefore you're chosen, okay? So I'm going to go ahead and pull out some cards right now and see what it is that the audience needs to know right now. Please, spirit guides. Whatever the audience needs to know right now for their situation, you know, since we're all connected here, please let us know what it is that they need to know right now. Most important message that they can take with them to begin this week with. Okay, let's see. All right, here we go.
The first card is...
Go in. Okay. All right, the first one is recovery. Wow, very interesting. And, you know, this really applies to me as well. You've probably been going through a lot, maybe with your health. It could be your health. It could be your finances, whatever it is. But it's telling me that you are going through a major recovery right now. Oh, my God, do I know how that is. And it's just saying, you know, it's time for you to just take a break. Don't worry. It might seem like everything is very stale, like nothing is moving forward right now. But just relax. It's okay. It means it's time to just pull away, let go of all resistance, have faith and resilience of your inner spirit. All right. So it sometimes feels like, you know, you're so exhausted. You just can't take anymore. You're just like, gosh, I keep beating against the wall. Nothing is happening for me. And you know what? Step away, take a breath, go watch a movie. Stop thinking about the thing or whatever it is that's making you worried. If it's about money, I totally get it. If it's about anything, a situation, about war with freaking Russia, who knows what the hell. But just pull away from that and just have fun. Just, you know what, go to nature. Nature is a good place to go. Go to a park, go to a stream of water, go to the lake, go to the ocean, someplace where you can just be with nature and just have a good moment. Like like how you were when you were a child. You know that feeling, that carefree feeling before you had to learn about money and all that other crap? Well, this is your time to let go. And, you know, it's so funny. I have the same, this reading definitely buzzed for me as well because I'm recovering from sinusitis, all these problems. I totally get it. Also, this is very interesting. The King of Discs pops up. And, okay, that other card was Nine of Wands, by the way. So this card now is King of Discs. Very awesome card. King of Discs represents wealth, business, real estate, and property. So anybody who's invested in real estate, crypto, any type of investments at all, businesses, you're going to do very, very well. Get prepared this year. Things are going to get better for you, okay? If you're having an issue with money and finances and all that, the best thing to do is start learning about it. Robert Kiyosaki is a good place to start. Learn about real estate. Learn about getting real estate or getting a loan and building yourself up, building some type of small business, anything. It doesn't freaking matter. Anything that can give you some cash flow. And with real estate, I'm not talking about, oh, just buy a house and live in it. No, because it becomes a freaking liability. Get a house, get a villa, whatever the heck if you can, and then rent it out. Rent it out. Turn it into a cash flow. It is an asset. So that's an example. That's all. Bitcoin, of course, heck yeah. Altcoins, heck yeah. Anything that you can invest in, because I'm sensing any investment by the end of the year, it's going to be a good investment. But just keeping money in cash is not going to be good because of the inflation. And the way that the dollar is going, cash can go to zero almost. I mean, it is pretty much going that route. It's getting pretty freaky. That is why they're moving into this cashless society. And I mean, one thing I can say about it, it seems really awesome. It seems awesome because you could just pay for things with your phone. You don't need your card. You know, it makes life a lot easier, and the transactions are super fast. I love it. You know, I prefer to transact with my Bitcoin so much quicker. And not having to deal with a third party. But when you're dealing with their type of digital currency, it's not going to be 100% wonderful because, like I said, who's going to be controlling that, right? So right now, this is the time to invest in something, silver, gold, whatever it is, and by the end of the year, things are going to skyrocket, okay? Whatever it is, food, land, farming, you know, whatever it is that you have to do. But it's something of the earth is what I'm getting, that this is a message for all of you. You're going to do very, very well. If you have that investment mindset, you're going to do very, very well. Congratulations. Now, the moon card is popping up. Oh, interesting. Okay. What I see here with the moon, it's saying be very careful. There's a lot of lies. When the moon card pops up, it represents deception. It could represent someone is not being very truthful to you. Someone is kind of hiding, lying to you. Maybe you're not getting the whole information. You're only getting half the information. Sometimes if it's the moon, it could be the women's on the moon right now. You're going through a moon experience, menstrual cycles, hormones, all of that. But it's basically saying just be very, very wary. You know, really do a lot of discernment. Really discern who it is you're communicating with, who you're sharing your information with, who you're listening to. You know, the media, you know, there's a lot of illusion. You know, there's a lot of, like, for instance, okay, I will throw this out there, okay? If you've heard about Nasara, if you heard about Gessara and all of this stuff, I'm going to tell you straight up, or prosperity funds that's coming from the government, and, ooh, they're going to shower you with money. I've been hearing about this since 2005, and nothing has changed since then, okay? Everyone keeps telling me, what do you think about Gessara and Nasara? You know what's coming. We're going to have that money. Everybody's all together, and we're all waiting and sitting on our hands. Well, I'm here to tell you, watch out for information like that because a lot of it is BS. What I will tell you this is maybe Nasara and Gessara is in a form of Bitcoin because it started in 2008 for enough people to wake up to the reality of what's really happening, that they have a decision to make. And a lot of people that have invested in Bitcoin back in 2008-09, they have tens of millions of dollars now. They didn't sit and wait on their hands, wait for everything to happen with the government, you know? So. Sorry, I was coughing. Anyway, let me get some water here. So, yeah, you know, sitting and waiting for the governments and all that stuff. So the moon is just basically saying, be very careful, you know, especially this whole QAnon thing. Be very careful. And all this stuff with all this information, a lot of the psyops, be very careful. Because the more that you focus on stuff like that, guess what? You're going to end up really broke. You're going to end up with no money. You're going to be listening to these people, a lot of these psyops, and then you're going to be like, oh, why aren't we getting these prosperity funds? What the hell is happening? Isn't First Contact coming? Oh, dude, I was all into the starseed thing, too. Oh, I was so into that back in the day. Sitting there waiting, oh, we're all in this together type of BS. It is a psyop. That's all I have to say. Even a lot of the secure party creditor movements are psyops, by the way. A lot of them are. A lot of people have ended up in prison. They got in trouble utilizing certain types of instruments to discharge their debt. And, you know, it's a psyop. And it was designed that way to hurt people, to get to see how many people that are gullible to jump on that so they can go to prison, okay? And then they use your bonds for that. Ooh, they love that, you know? Oh, give me some more of your bonds so I can take some more money out, you know? But anyway, be very careful with that. Be very smart. Learn about investing. Learn about investments. And just really hold on to your money. Start putting money away, saving it, putting it in silver. I would just put money in the silver, whatever, as much as you can in silver. Put some, like a nice stash or something, because things are going to get a little tight for those that are just, relying on money. Because the money's going down. The money's going down. It, even here in Mexico, I mean, we're in Mexico right now. The dollar is going down. And before it was like at 20 pesos to the dollar, 21, 22 pesos to the dollar. It's like now at 16, 17 pesos to the dollar. So the dollar is shrinking, guys. I mean, look what's going on with Argentina. So it's saying get ready. Time to hold on. Hold on to the things that you have. You know, don't go out spending too much. Just really preserve. And that's what my husband and I are doing. We are penny pinchers because we are investing. So we're investing in what we can and just penny pinching, only buying what we need, right? And I'm getting the intuition, listen to your intuition, listen to your instincts. Your dreams are going to be very prevalent. It's good to have a dream journal and really listen, because through your intuition, your higher self is trying to speak to you, okay? It's trying to tell you something, and you really need to listen. And it can come through symbolism, whatever it is. You wake up in the morning with that dream journal, and you just jot that sucker down. Jot, no matter how insane it seems, how funny it seems, it doesn't matter. Jot it down, and later on, during the day, during the weeks or months, you're going to come back to that journal, and you're going to say, holy crap, it made sense. Okay? That's going to help. This is a good help with your magic. This is the beginning to becoming a very powerful magician, by listening to your dreams, because your dreams are always there to connect, because a lot of times our ancestors, our loved ones, our spirit guides are trying to speak to you, and a lot of times it's through symbolism, okay? I'm also getting rivalry. I'm getting people are moving into competition. There's a lot of competition going on. It could be with business. It could be with wars. I mean, obviously, isn't that what's happening right now? Wars going on with Israel and Palestine and a lot of other places. It's all it is. It's a power grab. That's all it is. It's basically conflict for power. They want more power than the other people. It's all about power mongers, okay? You're going to be dealing with a lot of power mongers around you. People that are just, you know, they're feeling like, oh my God, I got to hold on. You're going to start seeing a lot of fear in people's eyes. People are going to be very afraid. They're going to be like, oh my God, things are happening. And there's going to be a lot of conflicts and fighting and all that stuff, just among people, you know. It could be among your society, your neighborhood, or whatever. And it's just saying, keep your eyes open. And you know what? And if you are the one that has a lot of stuff all saved up, a lot of money, a lot of gold, silver, whatever, you know what? Be very careful with that as well. And don't tell many people about what you have, because when things start to get down and dirty, they'll be looking for your place, okay? There's going to be a lot of things happening. I mean, this is not doom and gloom, none of that. It's just keeping you guys on your toes, get prepared, get ready. This is going to be the year you're going to start seeing a lot more craziness happening, okay? But there's a lot of good gains, too. I got the nine of discs. A lot of good gains for those of you who are investing, whether it's in stocks, crypto, investing in land or whatever it is, you're going to see a lot of gains happening throughout this year. So like I said, if you are on the investor side, you're going to be fine. But those that are not investing in anything, they're going to be in a lot of they're going to be in a mess, okay? They're going to be feeling, oh, crap, now what do we do?
Big pile
All right?
of doo-doo,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, big pile of doo-doo, exactly. But that's your reading for this week anyway, and it could be for the coming weeks. And take it however what resonates with you. But just be prepared. You know, be prepared for a lot of changes, a lot of stuff going on. But there's going to be a lot of good things, too. You know, it's just
mm-hmm.
you're going to hear a lot of good things, too, not just bad. So hopefully
yeah,
you enjoyed
so,
that.
Obviously, don't forget, nothing and nobody has power over you unless you allow it. Not people, not places,
exactly.
not words, not feelings, nothing. So obviously, we're down to the last minute here. So this is Freedomizer Radio, and you've been listening to Moving Beyond the Matrix with the Double D's, Darren and Druana. What we do is we are empowering people with the ancient hidden knowledge on every Wednesday, 4:30 till 6 p.m. PST, and on Sundays, 6 till 7:30 PST. We talk about stuff like spirituality, the paranormal, quantum hypnotherapy, meditation, conspiracy theories. We do the psychic tarot, as my wife just did there. We talk about crypto investing, lost in ancient civilizations. We talk about current affairs and the solutions, which is more important. We bring you solutions
yeah.
right here at Moving Beyond the Matrix.
Yes, definitely. And please check out our website, movingbeyondthematrix.com. And very, very excited to have you all listening to us. And please share this episode with your family. Let everybody know, your friends and family. And that will be on Wednesday. And we're going to have our special guest who's a very powerful magician. And she's had an experience with CPS. She actually scared the crap out of one lady, and using her magic, and the lady has not been able to be found. Let's put it that way. That is the highlight
Uh-oh.
There, and along with other things. Yeah, CPS tried to take her kids. She said, you know what, I'm going to work some magic, and that CPS agent was never found. So, yeah, if you guys are interested in that, you're going to want to come and tune in on Wednesday. Oh, yeah, guys, it's going to be awesome. That's how we take care of things. If things are, you feel it's out of your control, you've used paperwork, you've used the lawyers, you've done everything you could, you can use some magic too to get rid of certain things that you don't need, because you have the power, every single one of you. You are all gods, you know, from the God of the high, of course, of the ultimate God of love and everything. We came into these bodies because we are all shards of glass, kind of like of this amazing being. And
we are gods of God. We are all gods and goddesses from God itself.
Exactly. There you have it. And we're all here to do something very, very important, because why are we getting these pushbacks? Why are we getting these experiences? Why are we seeing things with our own eyes, and we are seeing that something isn't right? It's because we are here to make a change. And that's what we are all about. Okay.
That's what Moving Beyond the Matrix is. We're here on freedomizerradio.com, and that's it for this evening, guys. See you all on Wednesday, 4:30 till 6 p.m.
Yay! Definitely. Loving and more call-ins. And if you would like to be a guest on our show, if you wish to be a guest on our show, please let me know. Go to movingbeyondthematrix.com. My information is on there, druana@pm.me. You can email me there. And let me know if it's about ghosts, paranormal experiences, about, you know, sovereignty, if you utilize certain methods to help you, or you just wish to express yourself about what is going on, what is unjust, you know, you're into the activism, you're like, you want to share with us, hey, something's going on in the United States right now, or England, or whatever, you know what, feel free to use your voice here on this platform. That's what we're here for, okay? We're here to share and share with everybody, because we need to get this word out there. We need to get a lot of this information out far and wide to many, many people that are in dire need for more information that can awaken humanity from this serious takeover or hijack by these, you know who. Okay. So yes, definitely be a guest on our show. We'd love to have you. And we'll definitely plan something, and anything that you know, hey, it's wonderful. All right, guys, so much love and light and darkness. Take care, guys. Bye-bye for now.